Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Was It Something I Said? Everyday Etiquette to Avoid Awkward Moments in Relationships, Work, and Life by Allison M. Cheperdak is a contemporary etiquette guide designed for people who want clearer social instincts and fewer cringeworthy missteps, positioned as practical nonfiction. It treats manners less as rigid rules and more as a toolkit for creating comfort, respect, and smoother interactions across common settings, friendships, family gatherings, dating, workplaces, and online communication. Cheperdak draws on a varied professional background that includes law, media, and public service, using real-world perspective to make traditional etiquette feel usable rather than outdated. The book emphasizes situational advice you can consult as needed. Whether you are preparing for an interview, navigating small talk, or figuring out what to say when someone is grieving, a consistent through line is intent paired with impact. Good etiquette is not only about what you mean, but also how your message lands, especially in text-based and social media spaces where tone is easily misread. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, etiquette is kindness, clarity, and respect rather than rigid rule-keeping. A central idea in the book is that etiquette still matters because it helps people feel safe, included, and respected, even as norms shift. Instead of treating manners as a list of old-fashioned requirements, Cheperdak frames them as a practical way to reduce friction and preserve relationships. This approach is especially useful in modern life, where people interact across different cultures, ages, and expectations, and where misunderstandings can escalate quickly. The emphasis is not on perfection, but on being thoughtful, noticing how much space you take up in a conversation, avoiding unnecessary embarrassment for others, and choosing wording that communicates care. That lens also makes etiquette a confidence tool. When you know a few reliable principles, you can walk into unfamiliar situations, from a dinner with new acquaintances to a professional event, and make decisions that are both polite and authentic. By prioritizing comfort and mutual respect, the guidance positions etiquette as something you do with people, not to them, making it feel more humane than performative. Secondly, small talk without pressure, keeping conversation inclusive and non-intrusive. Small talk is treated as a social bridge rather than empty chatter, but the book also recognizes how easily it can turn awkward when questions feel like an interview. One recurring lesson is to avoid turning casual conversation into a checkpoint of life milestones. Topics like career status, relationship plans, children, or other major timelines can carry hidden stress for the person being asked, even when the questioner means well. The more inclusive alternative is to keep early conversation light and open-ended, letting others choose what to share. This helps mixed groups feel at ease and reduces the risk of accidentally spotlighting sensitive areas such as fertility, job uncertainty, or grief. Cheperdak also stresses the value of reading the room, paying attention to body language, short answers, or topic changes that signal discomfort, and then pivoting gracefully. The result is a style of small talk that is warmer and more flexible, where connection is built through curiosity and attentiveness rather than personal probing. Thirdly, digital etiquette tone, brevity, and the real person on the other side of the screen. Because so much communication now happens through texts, email, group chats, and social platforms, the book highlights how etiquette must extend to digital life. A key challenge is that tone is hard to convey in short messages, and even simple replies can be interpreted as dismissive or cold depending on context. Cheperdak encourages readers to treat online interactions as real interactions, remembering there is a person receiving the message and forming an impression. That means choosing clarity over ambiguity, using brevity thoughtfully, and avoiding reactive communication that escalates conflict. It also means being considerate about public posting and private messaging, what you share, how you respond, and when you should take a sensitive conversation offline. The goal is not to police language, but to reduce miscommunication and preserve trust. Digital etiquette becomes an extension of everyday respect, communicating in ways that match the relationship, the stakes of the topic, and the likelihood of misunderstanding in a text-only environment. Fourthly, professional presence interviews, networking, and workplace boundaries. The book applies etiquette to career settings, where first impressions and relationship maintenance carry real consequences. It addresses everyday professional moments, such as meeting new colleagues, networking, and interviewing, emphasizing polished presence without being stiff. Good workplace etiquette is portrayed as a mix of preparedness, respectful communication, and social awareness, being on time, listening well, and matching the tone of the environment while staying professional. Another important element is boundaries. Work relationships can blur into friendship, and digital connectivity can create pressure to be constantly available. Etiquette in this context includes knowing when to respond, how to phrase requests or disagreements constructively, and how to advocate for yourself without creating unnecessary tension. the overarching purpose is to help readers move through professional spaces with confidence and tact, minimizing accidental offense while still being direct. By treating workplace manners as a set of practical habits, the guidance supports both competence and likability, two traits that often matter together in modern careers. Lastly, navigating sensitive moments, grief, illness, and other high emotion situations, e-ticket becomes most valuable when stakes are high and people are unsure what to say. The book includes guidance for supporting others through difficult seasons such as loss or illness, where well-intentioned comments can land poorly. Rather than offering scripted lines, the focus is on showing care without centering yourself, avoiding forced positivity, and respecting privacy. This theme aligns with the broader philosophy that etiquette exists to make people feel at ease, especially when life is not. Practical manners here include knowing when to reach out, how to offer help in a way that is actually usable, and how to avoid questions or advice that can feel invasive. The same tact applies to other delicate interactions, like managing personal space preferences or correcting minor social mishaps without humiliating someone. By emphasizing dignity, discretion, and empathy, the book frames sensitive moments as opportunities to strengthen relationships. It argues that thoughtful behavior is not only polite, it is a form of emotional support that helps others feel seen during times when words can easily fail. In conclusion, this book best serves readers who want a modern, approachable guide to navigating everyday interactions with less anxiety and more poise. It is useful for young adults learning professional norms, for experienced professionals who want to communicate more smoothly in digital-first workplaces, and for anyone who regularly finds themselves replaying conversations and wondering what went wrong. The most practical benefit is decision support in situations like small talk with acquaintances, a tricky text exchange, a networking event, or a moment of supporting someone in grief. The book provides grounded principles that help you choose the kinder, clearer move. Intellectually, it reframes etiquette as a social skill set rooted in empathy and respect, not elitism or outdated formality. Compared with classic etiquette references, it stands out by focusing on the awkward moments people actually face now, including online communication and shifting social expectations. Compared with purely career-focused communication books, it casts a wider net across relationships, work, and daily life, while keeping the advice concrete and situational. The result is a guide you can read straight through for confidence or consult in the moment when you need to prevent a small misstep from becoming a lingering misunderstanding. If you would like to support Allison M. Cheperdak, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.